Hi, friends. My name is Matt. I'm the youth and family pastor at Cornerstone Church in Marshfield. I'm here today with your Cornerstone Connection, a daily devotional. Well, today we're going to be in the letter of 2 Timothy in the New Testament. If you have your Bibles, you can make your way there. And we'll be in chapter 2. And as this letter begins, the Apostle Paul is writing to his son in the faith, in whom he has discipled and mentored. And Timothy's growing a bit weary, though, in ministry. And so Paul is writing to him to encourage him and to instruct him on how he is to minister where he is at. And as we get into chapter 2 today, I'm going to read for you from verses 1 through 9. And as I read, I want you to try to listen for, or if you're looking at your Bibles, look for, the four action verbs that Paul gives to Timothy. And I know when I read this and I saw the four action verbs that Paul gives to Timothy, we can take those four things and really apply them to our own lives and our own context in different ways. We may not have the same role that Timothy had where he was at in life and ministry, but I think in a lot of ways we can take what Paul writes to Timothy and we can apply it to our own lives, as it is God's word to us as well. But I do want to say this. Of the four charges or actions that Paul gives to Timothy, there is one, in my opinion, that stands above the rest. And I would also say that the other three actually happening depend on the one happening first. Okay, so here we go. Here's what Paul writes to Timothy, chapter 2, starting in verse 1. He says, "You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. Endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. Similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all of this. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word," Paul writes, I love this, "is not chained." So friends, I tried to enunciate a bit when I came to those action verbs, and maybe even I forgot one in the reading, but I'm just going to zoom in on the four that stuck out to me before this connection. First, Paul says this to Timothy. He says, "Be strong in the grace," in verse 1, "that is in Christ Jesus." I love this. He's telling Timothy to draw his strength from something he doesn't deserve. He's saying, "Paul, remember the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, this undeserved gift from Christ. Get your strength from that." And then he says this in verse 2. He says, "I want you to entrust to reliable men that which I have taught you so that they can teach others." And friends, you might not be a pastor or a teacher in a church, but no doubt if you follow Jesus, you're a disciple. And as we're trying to infuse around here at Cornerstone, that means you're also a disciple maker. So that which you are receiving, that which you are being discipled in, you can also disciple others. You can teach others. And he says, "I want you to entrust them with these things to those who are reliable." And then verse 3, he says, "I want you to endure hardship. Persevere, carry on, fight on like a good soldier," he says. Paul is being very clear. There's going to be challenges, Timothy. There's going to be suffering, Timothy. Paul's example is enough, right? He's writing as a chained criminal. And so he's just saying, press on, man. Endure, withstand, stand firm, because this is the life we live as followers of Jesus. But the one that stands out to me the most is the one that comes last, and it's the one I believe if we don't do this one, then the other three don't stand a chance. And it comes all the way in verse 8 where Paul says, "Timothy, remember Jesus Christ. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal, but God's word is not chained. He says, if you're going to be strong in the grace of Jesus Christ, if you're going to entrust reliable men with that which I'm teaching you, if you're going to endure hardship, it all hinges on remembering Jesus Christ. And friends, wouldn't you agree that for you and I, just sometimes to get through daily life, the thing that we have to do is just remember Jesus Christ, who he is, what he's done, and what he continues to do for us in our lives, as he is not dead, but he is alive. And he is the one from which we get our life, we get our purpose, and we get our power to be strong, to entrust, and to endure. Let us not forget Jesus. Remember him, Paul says, and may we remember him as well. Have a great day, friends. We'll see you next time on the Cornerstone Connection.